Glossary of Terms. Abstract Conceptualization. Encourages learners to develop their critical learning abilities by showing relationships between experiences and thoughts. Active Experimentation. Giving adult learners a chance to put their newly acquired skills to the test in a corporate setting. Active Listening. Paying attention to what is being said. Adult Learning Theory. Refers to the teaching practices utilized in teaching adults the basics of corporate studies. Andragogy Theory. Explains the difference between adult and child learners. Apprenticeship. Allows employers to shape inexperienced employees to fit current and future positions. Auditory learner. Learns by hearing rather than by seeing or using. Blake and Mouton managerial grid. Identifies 5 leadership styles based on the concern for people and production. Brainstorming. Managers coming together and laying thoughts on the table to solve a problem. Branding. What gives an organization its unique identity. Business need. Helps you understand the holistic need for the training. Career development methods. Coaching, employee counseling, and support and training workshops. Career development. Workforce planning process that identifies skills, knowledge, individuals, and positions critical to an organization's success. Career management. Prepares, implements, and monitors the career path of employees while aligning with the goals and needs of the organization. Career planning places its emphasis on planning and managing the individual employee's professional goals and skills. Change management processes and methods that modify the way an aspect of the organization functions with little harm to the organization. Coaching. Less formal, but typically a highly effective method to improve employee performance that focuses on the individual needs of the employee. Cognitive task analysis. Targeted at understanding the activities that require problem-solving, decision-making, focus, memory, and judgment. Collaboration. Sharing ideas to achieve a common goal to use different strengths within individual components. Communication skills. Techniques by which information can be appropriately transmitted and received. Communication. Process of transferring information from one place to another, which may be with spoken word or voice, use of print media, visual or non-verbal. Computer-based training. Use of a computer for the delivery and access of training programs. Concrete experience. Encourages adult learners to develop realistic scenarios during the learning process. Creative problem solving. Formal process for solving a problem in an imaginative or innovative way when conventional thinking has failed. Creativity is the ability to think of something new and novel and bring it into existence. Cross-training. Method used in organizations to allow employees to learn and develop skills outside of their regular job duties or assignments. Cycling downhill. completion of the hardest task, then the next hardest, and so on. Daily diary technique. Simple and quick way for organizations to see themselves moving forward by keeping a daily diary. Demonstrations. Teach employees how to use new equipment or conduct a new process. Develop design. Process of creating an instructional strategy. Drills. Employees to practice their skills. Dual career ladders. Allow upward mobility for employees without demanding they are placed into a manager or supervisory role. Early career establishment. Employee learns a new job together with organizational norms and rules for fitting into the role, organization, or industry. Eisenhower method. Dictates the completion of tasks arranged according to importance, from the bottom up. Employee retention. Effort by an organization to maintain a working environment which supports an organization's ability to retain its talented employees. Experience learning. Drawing from past experiences for future learning. Fiedler contingency theory holds that group effectiveness depends on an appropriate match between a leader's style and the demands of the situation. Grow technique. Set of questions that help the client achieve their goals by asking questions that switch their minds to thinking positively. GROW stands for Goal, Reality, Options, and Will. Hersey Blanchard Situational Leadership Theory. There isn't a single best style of leadership. Hierarchical Task Analysis. Concentrates more on decomposing high-level job subtasks. Human Resource Development is a practice that brings training, organizational development, and career development together to encourage improvements in the concerned individual, group, and organization in both performance and productivity. Hygiene factors. For example, status, job security, salary, fringe benefits, work conditions, good pay, paid insurance, and vacations that do not give positive satisfaction or lead to higher motivation through dissatisfaction results from their absence. Individual assessment looks at the performance of each employee exclusively and determines what training and development is needed. Individual Development Plan, or IDP. Document that outlines the development plans, desired outcomes, and the resources necessary to achieve the development goals. Innovation. Creatively thinking about something that already exists and enhancing or changing it through study and experimentation. Instructional design. Process involved in the systematic planning of instruction. Instructor-led training. The same information is conveyed to everyone at a time, while adding a personal touch. Interactive sessions. Real-world training that actively engages employees. Job enlargement involves expanding the employee's job by adding more tasks and duties, typically at the same level of complexity. Job enrichment builds more depth to an employee's job through more control, responsibility, and discretion. Kinesthetic learner requires movement and they utilize physical memory to learn. Kirkpatrick evaluation model helps to measure the effectiveness of customized corporate learning programs. Kirkpatrick model. Model for measuring effectiveness. Kolb's experience-based learning theory asserts that the real essence of adult learning is just making a greater sense of experiences. KPIs. Deeper measure of a particular aspect of the training. Late career. Employee focuses on retirement planning and choices associated with life consideration as to work hours. Leadership development. Organization that clearly understands and defines leadership competencies, characteristics, and behaviors that are effective within its culture for achieving desired results. Leadership. Ability to influence others towards achieving certain results or goals. Learner's level. Analysis to determine whether the learner found the training engaging and beneficial to them and their work. Learning and development improves group or individual performance by increasing skills and knowledge through training, teaching the skills and knowledge to effectively perform job tasks. Learning goals and objectives guide you on the content that needs to be communicated. Learning objectives. The things you want learners to be able to do, explain, or practice after the training period. Management by objectives. Method of reviewing and assessing performance by pointing out the objectives of the organization and handing them over to managers. Mentoring programs assigns less experienced professionals with individuals who are more experienced to promote personal growth and development, whether through formal or informal organizational programs. Mentoring, broad process in which a leader helps an employee or a trainer to balance both professional and personal lives while still building his or her career. Metrics. Broad measurement of something and aim for a quantifiable result so that it's easy to compare with other metrics. Mid-career. Employee evaluates their career objectives and with this may choose to shift career direction. Monitoring. Process that measures task-related performance by utilizing performance indicators to evaluate the effectiveness of the organizational strategy. Motivation. Willingness of someone to do something, coming from a source of personal inspiration and desire rather than from external conditions. Motivators. Challenging work. Recognition for one's achievement, responsibility, opportunity to do something meaningful, involvement in decision-making, sense of importance to an organization, that give positive satisfaction arising from intrinsic conditions of the job itself, such as recognition, achievement, or personal growth. Occupational task assessment. focuses on particular tasks, abilities, knowledge, and skills needed to support a high-performance work culture. Occupational preparation. Occupations are assessed, and when one is decided on, the necessary education and skill levels are learned. On-the-job learning. Facilitated on the job, mostly from peers and colleagues, and it is achieved by employees working together or sharing work that would help them pick up and learn new skills and talents at the workplace. Online learning methods. Email, web-based training, audio conferencing, tele or video conferencing, webinars or web meetings, and collaborative document preparation. Organization development. System of methods that examine an organization's technology, processes, structure and human resources, and developing action strategies to improve the way it achieves desired results. Organization's level. Assessment done to evaluate whether the training had a positive impact on the business and whether it helped to achieve business needs. Organizational assessment determines the knowledge, skills, and abilities an organization requires to achieve its strategic goals. Organizational climate. Personality of the organization. Organizational culture. The values, beliefs, and behaviors shared that shapes the environment in an organization. Organizational development. A system-wide process of data collection, diagnosis, action planning, intervention, and evaluation aimed. Organizational entry. Employee obtains and decides on job offers from organizations they want to work in, or they learn the internal changes within the organization and decide whether they prefer that. Organizational strategies. Design and implementation of change, and includes the key steps of diagnosis, action planning, intervention, and evaluation. Orientation to learning. Application of information in current situations to solve immediate issues. Pattern A. Employees are not open, rejecting experimenting, and do not perform properly in teams. Pattern B. Employees are open, enjoy experimenting, and encourage others to act similarly. Prioritizing by importance. Finishing the most crucial task first, followed by the next most crucial one on the list, and so on. Prioritizing by urgency. The most pressing tasks are completed first, in that order, on the list. Problem-solving approach. Related to evaluating the measures taken intended to solve the problems in the system integrity. Process consultation. An expert or an OD consultant gives feedback to the trainee and offers insight into solving problems. Quality circles. Up to 12 participants who come together on their own accord to discuss important work-related matters to develop effective solutions. Readiness to learn. Needs specific to the current condition. Reflective learning. Derives from experience and can be constantly updated through recording and thinking about the experiences we have. Reflective observation. Adults reflect on the cause and effect relationship of the events they observe. Self-concept. Moving from dependency on others to autonomy and self-directed learning. Sensitive training. Technique that asks employees to interact so that they can better understand and relate to each other. Skill inventory database. Helps the organization assess its existing talent and identify trends and gaps. SMART goals. Specific in that they are specific objectives, clear and well-defined. Soft skills. Interpersonal people skills. Storyboards. Are visual organizers, typically a series of illustrations displayed in sequence for the purpose of pre-visualizing a video, web-based training, or interactive media sequence. Succession planning. Systematically identifies, assesses, prepares, and develops talent as the key component for business success. Survey feedback. Entails the collection of data using questionnaires. Tactile learner. Learns by using a new tool or process. Task analysis allows analysts to observe employees in action and to know in depth how they perform tasks and reach goals. Task management strategies. Describe how employee tasks will be ordered to boost employee performance at the office. Task or process analysis. Systematic identification of fundamental elements of a job and the examination of knowledge and skills needed for the job's performance. Team building activities. Promote the power of the employees in an organization working together in harmony. Theory of motivation. Individuals are not content with the satisfaction of lower order needs at work. Theory X. People dislike work, have little ambition, and are unwilling to take responsibility. Theory Y. People are self-motivated and enjoy the challenge of work. Traditional career ladders. System by which an employee is hired and through a combination of experience, education, and opportunity is promoted to levels that encompass additional responsibility and commitment compensation. Training delivery. The conveyance of the training content to employees. Training metrics. Popular technique of assessment that organizations are using to catch issues of ineffective training before they can be repeated. Training need. Enables you to understand how the intended training will help meet the business needs of the organization. Training program effectiveness. Advantages and disadvantages, effect on financial resources, effect on production amount or quality. Trait leadership theory. Asserted that leaders were born, not made, and the focus was on personal, mental, and physical attributes and characteristics. Transformational learning. Learning that occurs when beliefs are changed, thereby changing our entire perspectives about a topic, issue, or situation. Two-factor theory states there are specific factors in the workplace that cause job satisfaction, while a separate set of factors cause dissatisfaction, all of which act independently of each other. Two-way feedback. A way of giving a detailed and constructive response, and it comes as a mode of increasing team communication. Visual learner. Learns by seeing the information in a book, picture, or diagram, or by taking notes. Wheel of life. Most used coaching technique whereby it helps clients look at all areas of their life, consider them each at a turn, and allows them to consider which area is off balance. XB managers. Negative assumptions about employees, but they usually are supportive and encourage individuals to be creative, as they have learned from experience that in this way they will increase productivity. YA managers. Control and supervise people, although they generally assume people are independent and self-motivated.